All right, so we're back for another deep dive, where we take all that research and really dig into it. Today we're looking at this text called The Path to Life. And it's about faith and purpose in life. It makes some pretty strong statements and it has a lot of biblical references. Really, this idea that to live a fulfilling life, you need to align yourself with God's plan.
Interesting.
That's kind of where we're going with this.
Right off the bat, I was struck by the way this text just jumps right in. It talks about God's power and the internal nature of his words compared to the temporary nature of our own words.
Yeah, that's a powerful way to start for sure. It really gets your attention. And then, goes on to talk about how much weight our words carry. And it even uses that verse from Matthew 12:36 about being held accountable for every word we speak.
Every single one.
Every single one. Even the idle ones on Judgment Day.
It's really something.
And for anyone who's not familiar with Judgment Day in this context, it's the idea that, there's a final accounting. And all of our actions and our words are judged according to God's law.
It really makes you think twice about what you say, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
Like
Shannon.
every word creates a ripple effect that extends so far beyond that moment, you know? I think there's a connection there to just broader ideas of being intentional and mindful, even if you aren't approaching this from a religious point of view.
Definitely, it is a call to be more aware of the power of our words.
Absolutely.
And the text doesn't stop there. It goes on to take a really strong stance against lying and says that it's never okay and links truth directly to aligning ourselves with God's will.
That's where it gets really interesting to me because what is truth really? Especially in a world where we're bombarded with information and everyone seems to have a different interpretation of everything. This text seems to be saying that truth is absolute and it comes from God, but I can't help but wonder how different people understand that.
That's a good point. That makes me wonder if what the text is trying to encourage is a certain type of discernment. A way to filter through all the noise and find a deeper, more divine truth.
Exactly. And then the text goes on to discuss how we actually get to that truth. It emphasizes receiving, believing, and really absorbing the word of God. Like it's food.
Like it's food for the soul.
Yes, exactly. And it suggests that through this process of absorbing the word, we start to understand God's plan for us. But it's not just about understanding, it's about aligning ourselves with it.
So that's where this idea of surrender comes in. It's about letting go of our own plans
Letting go.
and submitting to something bigger than ourselves.
It is a beautiful idea, but it's got to be tough to actually do it.
I can imagine that's really difficult to put into practice.
The text talks about prayer and submission as ways to connect with God's will. It makes me think about all these different spiritual traditions and how they approach this idea of letting go, you know?
And what I think is really great about this text is it doesn't pretend that it's easy
No.
or, that it's always happy and perfect. It acknowledges that there will be challenges.
Trials and tribulations.
Trials, tribulations, temptations, all of that.
It's all part of it.
And it frames these as opportunities for growth to be shaped and molded into vessels fit for purpose.
I love that.
Yeah, the way I see it, the author is saying that we're meant to be refined for our unique role in God's plan. And sometimes that refining process can be really tough.
It reminds me of the concept of resilience, which is something that is studied a lot in psychology. Facing challenges, overcoming obstacles. These things can actually make you stronger,
For sure.
more capable.
It's like a, like the fire that forges us into something stronger,
You got it.
more resilient.
And ultimately, this text comes full circle back to that core idea that God's ways are better than our own. It suggests that true fulfillment comes from surrendering to a higher power.
So if we take a step back and look at what we've talked about, it seems like this text is presenting a path to life that's rooted in aligning with God's plan, embracing truth, and finding strength in challenges.
That's a great summary.
It really leaves us with some big questions.
It does.
If life is a journey, how do we know we're on the right path? And how does this idea of submitting to a higher plan resonate with your own beliefs and experiences, whether you're religious or not?
That's something to think about.
Something to think about as we wrap up our deep dive today.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks.
See you next time.